Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You are watching Dead End Sports 365, where sports opinions collide. I'm your boy, BZ430, back again with another daily dose of sports topics, quick topics. This video, I'm going to talk about the, now that we have the three finalists for each of the NBA categories, which is the Coach of the Year, MVP, Sixth Man, Most Improved Player, Defensive Player, and Rookie of the Year. Yeah, I had to remember Rookie of the Year. I just wanted, you know, give my predictions or who I think should probably deserve those, the awards for those nominations. I'm kind of surprised that Jordan Poole wasn't in the Most Improved Player category. If I had to pick a category where I was surprised that I didn't see a player in. For the most part, you know, the MVP joints, you know, I personally think Embiid should be the MVP. Just what he dealt with pretty much all season. I know people are going to probably give it to Joker just because he didn't have his two of his other best teammates, you know, playing, and Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. So I feel like they're going to give it to that. And, you know, props to Joker. He did something, and I had to look this up. He did something that no other NBA player has ever done before, and that's in a single season, which is have over 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and over 500 assists in a single season. And yeah, no player has done that, and I was kind of surprised by that. But and I looked it up. I just knew Wilt Chamberlain had did that shit, but he didn't. But so I think MVP. I think I just think Joel Embiid, first center since Moses Malone to average 30 a game in a season. That's fucking crazy. You know what I said? You know, had James Harden the second half of the season. Didn't have Ben Simmons the entire time because, you know, y'all know where Ben Simmons is at now. I think for what he did this season, you know, with the Sixers, I think Embiid should get it. You know what I mean? You know, I don't know. That's just me. I mean, I have no issue with Joker winning. I'm not going to be, like, upset and angry and mad. You know, it's like, okay, yeah. But I'm kind of seeing it right on the wall. I think Joker about to get his back-to-back, but I think Embiid should get it. For Rookie of the Year, okay, I gotta go hometown. I would be horrible if I didn't say Kay Cunningham should be Rookie of the Year. And see, Rookie of the Year, for some reason they starting to bring up this whole record. Rookie of the Year has never been about your record. Never. It's always been it's been guys that got Rookie of the Year that probably been on, that had the worst record, been on the sorriest teams. Shit. Grant Hill and Jason Kidd. They teams were sorry, and they both was cold Rookie of the Years. You know what I'm saying? Kay Cunningham, though, I think the way he performed the second half of the season definitely put him up there, man. Like, and if you look at his numbers are damn near pretty much identical to LaMelo Ball's numbers, and LaMelo Ball won Rookie of the Year last year. So, you know, if you're just basing it off of that, I mean, there you go. But, yeah, I think Kay Cunningham, man. But Scotty Burns had a good outing. You know, Evan Mobley, I know they wanted to give it to him because the team, you know, well, they technically they didn't make the playoffs, but they was in the play-in. But Kay Cunningham, Rookie of the Year. For the Sixth Man of the Year, I'm going to go with Cam Johnson. I think Cam Johnson, for him doing what he's been doing, for playing on the best, you know, best team in the league, you know, Cam Johnson. Tyler Herro, that was definitely a good selection. And they had Kevin Love in there. That was a little bit shocking, but I couldn't think of anyone else off the top of my head that I felt that should have been over Kevin Love as Sixth Man of the Year. I might have to look at the numbers again and players, but I will say Cam Johnson. Based on these three finalists, I say Cam Johnson for Rookie of the Year. For the Defensive Player of the Year, I got to go with Marcus Smart. Got to go with Marcus Smart, man. Like, for that guy to be, you know, the guard, I see him guarding bigger players and still hold his own, you know, like fours and sometimes certain pick-and-roll situations guarding fives, you know what I'm saying? And man, Marcus Smart is out there. Man, he put his body out on the line. He's always – like I said, he does stuff that don't show up on a stat sheet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the intangibles of Marcus Smart this year defensively, I think, can earn him the Defensive Player of the Year, in my opinion. Most Improved Player, like I said, I'm surprised Jordan Poole was not in here. Ja Morant, as much as I love Ja Morant, Ja Morant is like, that's like one of my new favorite players of this era. I don't think he should have been in there. I mean, because Ja Morant was freaking amazing last year. Like, I feel like he was – He was amazing last year. Like, John Morant was amazing last year. And I mean, you know, yeah, of course his numbers improved, but I feel like if you're going by from what a player done last, I feel like Jordan Poole had the biggest jump. So I'm really shocked that he's not in here. But if I was to give it to in this three finalists, I would say Garland. Darius Garland. I think he definitely made a heck of a jump. Damn, but Murray from the Spurs he made a damn good jump too. These people that's on here, I think with the exception of John Morant, take out John Morant, put in Jordan Poole. I think you have a good three finalists, in my opinion, for most improved player. And then a coach of the year, I think hands down is Monty Williams. I mean, you know, you got the best record in the league. I think, but I feel like most of the times, if you the coach with the best record, you're going to win. Or if you're a coach that go into the season with low expectations and you exceed those expectations big time. Like, to me, I felt like at one point the Cavs was like a number two seed. So, like, if the Cavs would have stayed at that, like, number two, number three seed, oh, I would have definitely had that coach in the conversation for coach of the year, because we thought Cavs was going to be a lottery team, like literally a lottery team. Like, we thought Cavs was going to be at the bottom of the barrel with the Pistons and Orlando and all that stuff. But no, them boys was balling. But yeah, Monty Williams, I think he definitely deserves it this year. Especially, you know, people were saying he was snubbed a little bit last year, but I think coming from last year and then going into this season and still being the best team, having the Suns a franchise record and most wins. Yeah, Monty Williams should be coach of the year. So there you have it. Those are my picks for the six categories for the finalists. I'm basing this off the finalists. You know what I'm saying? People who's up in here who I think deserves to win an award. But we shall see. I think they do it in June. They usually do it after the NBA finals, which I think that's a good idea. Do all the award shows after the NBA finals, after all that is over, and keep it moving. So, all right, that'll do it for another DES 365. As always subscribe. Be sure to check us out live on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out the crew, Shelton, Ken KBN, FIFO, and Nikki Duse with spottings of Q sometimes. And Manny. Shout out to Manny. Might get a Manny Brown sighted sometimes too, though. But that'll do it for this video, man. I'll check y'all later. Peace.